USA News Update. The mayor of El Paso is declaring a state of emergency due to hundreds of migrants entering his city. Two teenage boys are dead after a shootout at an apartment complex in Atlanta on Saturday. Police confirmed a 14-year-old and a 16-year-old were killed at the scene after a dispute on social media that escalated to gunfire. Sharon Osborne is back at home after a medical scare sent her to the hospital Friday night. Her son Jack said, "We'll have to wait for the 7-year-old reality star to speak about it, quote, when she is ready." Well, in sports, it was a comeback for the ages, as the Minnesota Vikings didn't just defeat the Indianapolis Colts on Saturday 39-36 in overtime, they eliminated a 33-0 deficit, and that was the largest comeback in NFL history. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.